to invite, not to invite, blondes versus brunette, Tyler Perry quotes, what is going on? The after show for Real Housewives of New York starts right now.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Well, meaning welcome. Oh my gosh, we are back at it, Real Housewives of New York, episode number 2 of the new season. My name is Ronnie Jr. Hello. Some of you remember me from last season. I did the after show with Chelsea and Leon. And most of the world remembers this darling.
That's a very, very kind of you. Very
truth.
Sure.
Ashley is back in the house. Yeah. How you feeling?
I'm feeling great. I'm so happy to be here. I was working on Maria's show for a while last year. And so I took a hiatus from AfterBuzz. But I'm really excited to be back. And especially for New York.
Yes.
My favorite. And everyone's favorite, I think, right?
Even outside, yeah, I would say, like, virally, like, on social media, I feel like Real Housewives of New York gets the most attention.
Yes.
Like, I feel like, because there's not all the franchises I watch, I'm just being honest. This is the one that if you don't watch, you're going to find out what went on with Sonia, you're going to see what Dorinda was talking about, so it's kind of, like, in our best interest to follow.
And I'm so happy that this season has everybody that we love. Like, I was really getting a little bit afraid that, like, somebody... you can't pull Dorinda, but, like, I don't know, Tinsley. I just feel like there's a good dynamic going on. I like the addition of Barbara. I know we'll talk about Barbara and everything. I like the addition of her. But for the most part, I'm just really happy that the group is still intact.
It is. It is. Because sometimes I think some of the franchises, this is my opinion, sometimes they have to shake things up because... just stuff isn't adding up. But the nucleus of the way that these women have known each other for a long time, like right off the bat, you hear Barbara is in the show, but it's not like she's casted per se. She may have been, but they all know her. Like, they all have history with her, you know? As Sonia was saying, mm-hmm. Barbara's done her rounds with everybody.
Yes.
And I think that's what makes this franchise special. I will say, though, today it's us.
Yes.
Last week, it was a different crew. Next week, the entire crew will be here.
So we're shaking it up, but the housewives are not. But we shook it up a little bit.
Yeah, so we'll mix and mingle, and we'll have a panel of four next week, and I'm excited about.
Diehard fans of Housewives of New York since day one. I have rewatched every season 5 billion times.
Okay. Like,
it's not normal.
Yeah.
If I put that time into something else, I don't even know where I'd be right now.
It's
insane.
You're on the right path. You're on
the
right
path. I love the Housewives of New York, I'm very excited to talk about it.
Okay, well then, immediately, I got to ask, where are you siding just in the whole situation? It is very divided right off the top.
I know.
Blondes versus brunette. I feel like 90% of the people are on one side. I want to know what side you're on, though.
It's tough because I love them both, and I feel like it's... I'm picking sides by saying this, but I think Dorinda could have handled it a little better in this situation just because Luann is in such a vulnerable place. And I think when someone is in a place like that where, I mean, she has a lot of issues going on with her family and she just got out of rehab and you just see the female support around her, I think that Dorinda could have absolutely made that phone call and I think it could have cleared the air. But it doesn't make for good TV. So.
Well, I also, you know, it's funny because we're not really jumping too far into that just yet. But going off Dorinda, I think a lot of it had to do with just more pride, but then also she's not, okay, it's weird because Dorinda doesn't have recovery because Dorinda is not checking herself in.
Exactly.
Dorinda essentially is just stopping her drinking, but it's a different thing with Luann. So to me, the fact that like the both of them are going through a similar thing, but yet I'm going to speak for Dorinda in this moment. What it must feel like if I also have a drinking problem. I also was humiliated on the show last season. And yet, so was my counterpart, Luann, who I do love as a friend. But yet, she is shining in cabaret. Like, I'm not going to say that I think Dorinda's actions are through jealousy. Because I don't necessarily feel that. But there has to be a part of you that does feel that way. And maybe that's where she's speaking from.
It could be. I mean, I think the ego always can get the best of us if we allow it. And I think in that sense, like, the pride took over and she felt like, why am I getting made fun of? And although, you know, clip and all the things she does, she knows. She milks it when she wants to. So those moments are also the reasons, I hate to say it, that we love Dorinda.
Yeah.
Those funny moments that she has. But yeah, and in a serious note, I think she isn't fully aware or willing to look within herself with that.
I think there's a little bit of a problem with that.
But I think that's her business and her prerogative.
True.
I do think that it's really difficult when everybody is included to something that you're not. And I understand her being hurt, but I think that she could have taken a different road. She's very classy in a lot of ways. And I think So that in that sense, I think she could have done a little more.
And I will say that watching her on Watch What Happens Live last week, I will say it's probably the first, not the first, the very, the most fun I had watching her interview was this last time on, Why? Which was last Monday, just because there's something different. Like, there's a change. And it's funny because we were talking about Dorinda and her drinking patterns, and, like, you made a great point. Like, it's funny, you're going to be on one level saying, clip, 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 which you were also drunk, but because it favored you, no one said anything or thought the mm-hmm. wiser. So now it's a moment for her to, like, look back in her own life. With all that, though, I just loved her on Watch What Happens Live. And you asked me why. I don't know. I just feel like it's a Dorinda 2.0, and it feels good. It does.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think she knows at this point. She's so loved. I mean, all of those women, we can't lose one of them. I don't know a Housewives franchise right now that I feel the same about, where every single person on the show cannot, like, we have to keep all of them.
Yeah.
They just together make such an amazing, amazing team.
Some franchises we're willing to get rid of people. I mean,
literally, I know.
Monique Samuels, Real Housewives of Potomac, but that's another story.
I know, but they're trying.
You know, and I wanted to ask you who your favorite character is, and I guess that's such a tough question, and I just always ride with Sonia, and I bring that up because Sonia is the battle of blondes versus brunettes, because she's the only one who has to go to the dinner and kind of be, you know, mixed between both of them. Do you love Sonia like I love Sonia?
I do. I do. I love them all. I think my favorite's always been Bethany, just very loyal to Bethany since day one. And that's not to say I agree with everything she's done, but overall, I love her the most. But that's a really hard question. It's like asking a mom, like, what kids do you love the most? I don't know. I mean, I definitely would say Tinsley's the last, not because I don't like Tinsley, but she's the least out of all of them. Because I've been, all these girls, we've been watching them for years. Yeah. I mean, Dorinda would be the second newest.
Gotcha.
And so
I thought it was interesting because while we saw two different dinners, the blondes versus the brunettes, yes. with the exception of Sonia, I don't know how you took to it, but it took really a special place in my heart seeing Barbara and Bethany and Sonia was at that same dinner, really just supporting and propping up Luann. And I think there were so many interesting comments there, but I think something along the lines where Luann's like, oh my God, and I owe you for that. And Bethany's like, if we're friends, like, that's not really an owing situation. On The Housewives, I don't feel like we get that very much. And so I was very excited to see that dinner.
Full circle. Come on, people. Full circle. We're talking about people who called each other snake.
True.
And I think they said I don't even want to quote it, but there were some really dirty, nasty words exchanged between Luann and Bethany over the years. I mean, it even goes down to when Luann would kind of talk down to Bethany and she would say, you call me Countess in front of people when they'd get in the, when they got in the car, I think season two or whatever.
Like, yeah, I think it was two.
Yeah, as a Countess, you know. It was just so proper and Bethany used to make light of it and make fun of it. And the two of them were always clashing. And so to see how supportive they are of each other, especially being that, I think it was two seasons ago where you saw Bethany and Luann clashing again when Bethany wanted to let
Luann know what was going on. Which is a tough situation for anybody.
Super tough. But they've been around the block, the two of them. And to see how supportive Bethany is of Luann right now, I love it. I love that friendship, and I'm all in.
Do you think there's a difference between Luann and, like, even... Well, there's totally different situations, so I shouldn't bring them up together. But, like, Luann and Dorinda, I feel like with Luann, one thing I like about her ability to let people in and sort of help her. Like, sometimes you being too defensive could be a problem. And do you agree
I do, but think about Luann a couple years ago. She wasn't willing to say anything. She was always in denial. That was so annoying about Luann. Everything.
You're right.
I mean, even with her marriage, she was like, my marriage is great. Like, it took years for Luann to get to where she is today, where she's now comfortable with being vulnerable. And that is a new Luann, relatively new Luann. Dorinda will get there.
Yeah. And that's why I said, Watch What Happens Live, maybe, because you asked why, maybe that's what I'm seeing, Dorinda.
Maybe I'm
starting to see that change, because I love how you bring back those old Luann. Well, you know what? And you weren't even bringing back Luann. You were bringing back Countess
Luann.
Battling that line. And it's a tough thing to uphold. It really is.
But even Luann with Tom, she was in denial. She knew. She knew things. She saw him kissing at the Regency and this and that. And she always had her way of kind of beating around the bush and only accepting what she chose to accept as her reality, which we all knew was not reality.
It was
so frustrating to watch. So, and I think Dorinda is noticing that, okay, here's a woman who is being vulnerable and honest despite the situation, and she's getting recognized for it. She's getting a show for it.
Heck. Yeah.
So I think it's actually great. And even Sonia, we saw Sonia at a point in time where she wasn't willing to really accept a lot of things or be vulnerable too. All of them go through that. Imagine all those cameras on you. I think Bethany's the only one since day one who was willing to accept and be honest about her situation when she was broke and when she had issues with her husband and such. So, and look how far she got. She's the number one on there, in my opinion.
No, you know what? You're right. It's an assemblage of really great cast members.
Right.
Let's talk about the funny aspects of this episode, which, by the way, it's been funny you mentioned Tinsley. Like, you forget that she's on the show. And I will say that last season when I was here, I accidentally said some, like, Tinsley, you know, because you get mad, like, this silver spoon, this golden spoon that she has and she doesn't know. Mm-hmm. But, like, I will say, like, and who knows how the future will go, but I'm going to try, Ashley, to just, like, let her live. Like, let her do her.
Yeah.
It was nice to see that she had, like, a skill set, and that is not a shady comment. Mm-hmm. But, you know, she was into tennis. It was a passion of hers. We got to, like, hear parts of her younger childhood. I'm okay with Tinsley. It was minimum, and it was great. But beyond that, I love seeing Ramona get into her little crazy mentality of saying, oh, yeah, last week I had the swim instructor, and he's hot. This week I've got the tennis instructor, and he's hot. I can do crazy, goofy Ramona all day long. Like, that's a TV show in itself.
Totally.
I like
totally.
It. I'm for it. Yeah.
I'm for it, too. 100%. Yeah.
It's like, you know, and it was good. Dorinda didn't play at all, though, did she?
No. No,
she was out of it.
No, she was out of it.
She was preoccupied with what was going to happen.
Yes.
Let's bring it back to the aspect of, like, Sonia sort of becomes the person in the middle. She becomes the go-between because she has to let everybody know that, oh, my gosh, you know, I just got word that Luann – and it was so – what Barbara said was a little to me. It was hard to understand what they actually wanted. It was almost more like, you know, you always hear about, like, relationships, and it's like you have to ask the person to know what you want. Mm-hmm. There was no, like, true communication. So I don't blame Sonia for taking it back the way she did. What are your thoughts on how everyone reacted?
Well, I think it made for good TV, but I think Barbara, if this were not on TV, would have probably gone to the source and would have spoken to Luann. I've spoken to Dorinda, excuse me, rather than going through Sonia. But that's a great segue to, you know, miscommunication, and then things get confused and, you know, changes the game of telephone. So I think...
Barbara's doing too much protecting of her friend? I understand.
No, but, you know, there is an article today that came out on Bustle, and it was basically saying that in the current situation as of today, Luann and Dorinda are working on their friendship, and... Dorinda actually blames Barbara for some of their friendship issues.
The new girl's gonna get it.
Yeah, she said, she told Us Weekly, Dorinda told Us Weekly in a recent interview that they're in a good place, meaning her and Luann, but blamed their mutual friend Barbara for making their healing process longer than it could have been, saying, you're going to see throughout the season, I'm just trying so hard to communicate with her. And Barbara, unfortunately, is constantly blocking it. Dorinda said, I think I have made it go on longer than it should have. We needed to just clear the air. I mean, listen, you know, when you have a break like that, it changes the relationship. So we're working on it, but we're in a good place. So blame on Barbara, I don't agree with. But I understand that it's easier to place blame on the person who initiated the conversation, because that makes it more hopeful for you and Luann. Because now it's like, oh, Luann, I don't blame you at all. I blame Barbara. But let's make up, you know?
Yeah, I'm just curious. And maybe I just missed it watching it. I'll rewatch the episode, because when we do this after show, it's right after we view it.
Yes.
So when I watched on my third viewing, it's like, oh, I forgot that. But what was interesting, I'm wondering, was there more of a conversation that maybe we didn't see where Luann was like, you know, really pressing Barbara to sort of take care of this? Because it just felt like Barbara really stepped out for her. And I feel like if I was, you know, in charge of the clam bake, that I would just kind of let everyone know the situation and kind of like let you be on your corner.
That's
you
a
be
great
on
way
your.
Of being. Yes, that would be the smart way to do it.
It seemed like Barbara really did do extra.
Well, yes.
But you said good TV.
Yeah, totally. And also, I'm not surprised, because you saw how involved Barbara made herself in Luann's life when Luann needed to go back to rehab. Like, she and Beth, they were talking at dinner, and it was like the woman, amazing power of woman, quote unquote. Barbara and all the women talking about how they supported Luann, and they blocked her phone and phone calls and emails and such from her reaching out to people asking for $6 million. So I think that Barbara takes the initiative. I think she's very maternal. And I think...
And they're both out there in Long Island, so it's like,
we don't get to see that history of how long they've known each other, which I wish we could, because that would explain a lot, too. We'd be like, oh, that's Barbara. We get it. Yeah. Like,
and I'm not saying it's bad. It just seems like if Barbara could just kind of, like, let everyone know what's what, it's easier than... Like the idea... And again, this is... You mentioned it's a great Bravo moment. The idea of having Sonya be the person, like, to manage it all. I mean, the only worst thing is, like, to give, like, Ramona.
Jinx. You know? Yeah.
So, but it was cute. And I will say... I guess it bothered me a little bit when Sonya is letting them know what happened. And boy, Ramona and Dorinda, they were so judgy. And we talked about this a second ago about, like, is she even sober that many days? Is she... She can't be that messed up if she's out there doing cabaret. And listen, let me tell you. Actually, she could. Because if you are going through something... And I don't proclaim to know how Dorinda's sobriety is... Or Luann's. But if you were going through something, having an outlet like performing, if that is something that really speaks to Luann, and it definitely speaks to us audience, because we love it.
Right.
There's not... I that part I didn't agree with. That Ramona and Dorinda ripation, as Wendy Williams would say, I couldn't take it.
Yeah.
I didn't like it that much.
I see what you're saying.
Okay. Yeah. It was a little much. It was. Let her be. Then the phone call happens. Ashley, take it away. How did you feel as we were watching the show off stage here? That was the scene that you really got into, is watching the phone call and Barbara kind of going between. How did you react to everything?
No, I just think, again, it was a situation where it was just a lot of miscommunication. I think there could have been an easier way of going about it. I think even inviting Dorinda and Luann together, like even the way I think it was seasons back when it was Jill Zarin and
Trying to coddle her?
No, remember when Bethany was trying to talk to Jill and Luann cock blocked it? That was fun. It was
four.
It was something
maybe,
like that.
Maybe mid three.
But it didn't work out. But that could have been something that I feel Ramona sometimes is good when everybody else is arguing. Ramona sometimes is a good peacemaker. There are moments where she goes in and I've seen her with Bethany one on one. There's moments where they've had those kind of. I don't know, Ramona becomes a little bit maternal herself. I think there could have been a moment prior to this clam bake that instead of doing it on a phone call, they could have just sat down.
Yeah.
I think it didn't have to be Luann and Dorinda alone. It could have been Barbara there too and Ramona, a couple people. So I don't know.
The one part I will say that I do, because it sounds like I was kind of against Dorinda and that's not the case per se, but I will say if I get a phone call or a correspondence and Barbara, you know, doubles down on it and says, Ring, I just heard from Sonya that I might not be coming unless I do XYZ. I probably would say go F yourself too. Like that part of Dorinda, I could understand. That part I really was like, you know what? I don't want nothing to do with it. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be at a place I'm not wanted. And why should I do, and that might be my ego too. Why should I do like cartwheels for Luann? Like that part was the one part that I did side with Dorinda, because you're not going to have anybody correspond and tell me how many, you know, I just didn't like it.
No, I don't think it was the best way of doing it, but I think that Dorinda could have, it's hard. It's not like it would have been easy, but if she did say, imagine if she actually did say, okay, I'm happy to call Luann. Can you imagine? We would all be like, wow, that's tough. We all would do, you know.
Yeah.
You just look at her differently.
We would text a Tyler Perry quote instead.
We would totally text a Tyler Perry quote. That is just fascinating.
Yeah.
I can't even.
Well, because last season you have Dorinda sort of talking, you know, doing her not only does she do massive quotes, like her quotes are always so good. We do know that I made it nice, all these things, the clip, everything, like you said. But then for her to have, like, I think she had the really, really great text message last season. Was that her that something, you know, say it, regret it,
da-da-da-ba-da-da.
I don't know what it was.
Yes.
I forget, you know, in the comments. On iTunes and YouTube, you guys will certainly write that for us. So I think by the foolation of it all, the fooling of it, I was like, oh my God, look at this great quote. Like I was like really, I was into it. So I'm like, you go, Dorinda, like getting into your emotional side. And then we found out it was Tyler Perry. And then I cackled. Like, when me and Ashley were watching the show.
It was funny.
I cackled. She looked at me because I did cackle. Like, it caught me off guard.
It was funny. But at least she gave him credit. And yeah. She didn't take it for herself, right? I mean, that would have been worse.
Yeah, yeah. There's a spinoff I want to see. Some of these housewives going to sit with Tyler Perry and getting their lives together. Yes. That's what I want to see.
Yes. Oh, let's go back for a second because I have a question for you. So we saw Barbara go to Bethany's house, Bethany's investment property.
Yeah, beautiful. Beautiful. 1810, is that what she said?
1810, I believe. And she...
I love that porch.
$115,000 she rents it out for, so it's paying for itself. Absolutely gorgeous. And I'm not surprised. If you guys watched her other show, you'll know, like, she's got amazing, amazing taste, even in her Architectural Digest... I think it was Architectural Digest.
Oh, the video? Does she?
Amazing!
I love that show. By the way, so I'd love to see.
And yes, the home. Yes, that the show with it's escaping me the name of the show, but you know what I'm talking about.
I know what
you. But even the video she posted of her other home, she just got an incredible taste, and it was interesting because she was like, "Barbara, I want Barbara's taste on this because Barbara builds homes."
Yes.
And I get it. Barbara builds homes. She doesn't design homes. But we go to Barbara's house later on in the episode. And Bethany's, you know, kindly saying, you know, that the bones of the home are beautiful, but. Or they're stacked well or whatever, but the interior design's a little off. So I was curious what you guys thought in the comments, if you want to let us know what you thought of Barbara's home.
That's a good old Ashley setup right there.
I'm just curious because I thought Bethany was funny. Bethany's like, it's like a little bit ADD, the home. It's got a little ADD. I mean, I thought it was eccentric and like interesting and maybe just, I mean, she was like, I want to put a horse over the bed. I'm like, really? But why? But I appreciate her being... herself and not just like, you know, Ramona with her home, you know, Ramona got a lot of flack last season for her home because it was a little just bland and not much going on.
And I think she got the flack because she also judged somebody else
and
on their home.
Judgmental.
That's really where
totally.
It comes, you know.
And that. So, yeah, whose home in the Hamptons do you like best? That's my question. I'd like to know.
I really was taken to Bethany's 1810, that porch. Like, I don't know what time of the day that shot was filmed, that scene was filmed, but, like, it gave me, like, that vibe of, like, sitting outside in the porch and, like, just being amongst that, like, you know, being away from the city. Mm-hmm. Oh, I really enjoyed it. What I will say about Barbara's, do you think it's one of those things where, you know, how you could go to, like a summer share or something of that nature, and the decor is just, like, a little whatever? Like, not all of them are going to be top-notch. I feel like maybe that's just where Barbara's...
They mentioned Moroccan a bunch of times. I just came back from Morocco a couple months ago, and there was a lot of Moroccan style going on, but it was like mixed with like
with Target.
Yeah, it was just like a little off. So I see the ADD thing, but it was interesting when you go there because I think Bethany was a little surprised herself because she's like, I just talked about how I had her come to my house for this other reason.
Yeah, like it had like a Moroccan flair on some level, and then like the home goods like matching item.
Yeah,
like you're like whoa, okay, yeah, so. But I like, can we just, one more thing about Barbara.
Yes.
I didn't know how I was going to feel about her. I just really like her energy in the confessionals.
I do too.
I don't think she's insincere as of yet. I feel like if she does go up against Ramona, you and I were talking and I think I mentioned something like, oh, well, Ramona doesn't like her. And I think that was just referring to that clip that had went around where Ramona really was not really feeling her. So I think we'll see that further in the episode. But I think we're only going to see Barbara come out of pocket like that when something happens.
It's like a Faye Resnick. Hopefully. I mean, because we've seen Faye for years on Beverly Hills. But I hope Barbara becomes like a Faye Resnick because I think she's hilarious and loyal. And I think she causes a little bit of drama here and there. Just enough that like she just... plants the seed and then walks away and she doesn't do it purposely, but it's a great way to get a story going.
And
the show.
Good gosh, her first episode with that branding. I called her like Barbara the branding brunette.
Yes.
Like, she was so it.
Amazing.
I mean, come on. She said, oh, excuse me, I forgot to go get some a gift. Oh, just kidding. In my truck.
It's amazing. Like, amazing.
And you can't knock it because you know, Home Depot was calling.
Home Depot was calling. Okay, were you surprised at all that everybody left Dorinda?
No, because again, I think that if it was me or if it was you, let's say it was you, because you know Ashley's a great. I've known Ashley for about maybe a year, 2 years, 3 years now, longer.
Way longer. Whatever we were in Fort Lauderdale together,
right?
We were working
an event in Fort Lauderdale.
Yes.
And my thoughts are this: if I communicate with you and I know your heart and I know that you're like. Ronnie, I'm not going to go based on principle because I'm a big principle person.
Right.
I'm like, okay, then is it okay if I go or do you want me to stay?
Yes.
I'm not going to feel real. I'm going to feel sad that you're not coming, but I'm not going to feel awkward because I nobody better tell me, Ronnie, you have to go when, especially Ramona's terrible plan, when it's speaking to my principle, like, I don't want to, I'm not going to beg to be there. So that was kind of how I took it.
Yeah. I think Dorinda handled it well once she decided not, she wasn't going to go. She was like, I just want to have some peace of mind. But I thought it was interesting that that everybody did decide to go anyway. Although, and I'll let you take the ring on this, but I know we've got the tap, the 30-minute tap and the hour tap brought to you by Ramona Singer.
Okay, so it's horrible and it's classic Ramona. And while I say I love watching her like get a swim lesson and a tennis lesson, you know what? While I don't enjoy it, I'm still like okay with like the Ramona thought process. Like my perfect spinoff reality show is like Ramona doing a not Survivor, because she would die.
God forbid.
Ramona doing like a remember when Amazing Race used to just be locally?
Yes.
So if you did Ramona in like the Bronx, Long Island.
She doesn't go. What did she say? She doesn't go downtown. What was the thing with her?
She in my TV show, like she that. Will.
Forget what it was. She's like, what's this?
Jersey City. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Ridgewood, Queens. Yeah.
Do a little crossover with Jersey. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So anytime Ramona gets hopped up about something, i.e., the tennis, the golf, whatever, you know, I'm into it. It's a cool plan. It's a cool plan. I don't think it's gonna work, but it's a cool.
You haven't done that before? Have you ever had? I mean, I'm sure you guys listening have had that moment where maybe you're on a date.
Oh, or, yes, yes. That.
And you're like, you tell your friend, like, hey, text me at 30 minutes in. And,
that's
and
true.
Call me. Or even if you're at a party. I mean, I think we've all done something like that, but she was so open about it. And she, 30
it was cute.
The 30-minute tap is a reminder from Tinsley to Ramona for her to talk to Barbara about Luann and Dorinda. Then the one-hour tap equals reminder to leave the party. So poor Tinsley just cannot have a drink. Tinsley is going to be just standing there like, okay, 10 minutes left, okay. I mean, she's the newest one, so she's got to be the one to do
and
it.
And I'm also, remember I told you, like, and I don't know how you took to Tinsley the other couple seasons, but I'm trying my best to just be, like, so okay with her. And I was okay with that, too. Like, it's a small task.
Yeah.
She doesn't shine. She just kind of plays her role. I'm for Tinsley trying to solve, like, a questionnaire with Ramona, because those two minds really struggle. And so, like, that stuff's cutesy to me. Yeah.
I mean,
I don't mean to be mean about it, but...
No, I could live without Tinsley, but I think she's... I mean, there's parts of her that I think are interesting. I love her dynamic with her boyfriend, and there are times I loved when she and Sonia used to bicker. But, I mean, overall, I mean, she's not going to certainly ask Sonia to tap her, because I think Sonia's going to be like partying somewhere, having fun. Like Tinsley, she can rely on.
And Sonia mentioned that earlier on. She's like, I'm in a room or I'm in a house where none of them are really drinking. So it's a challenge for her.
Right. I think we'll probably see more of Tinsley throughout this season, too. I think that there hasn't been a lot of moments for Tinsley to really, I don't know, I mean, when she's with her mother, also, those are pretty funny moments,
Dale's
too.
Great,
hilarious.
Yeah.
So there are moments where we get her at her funniest, but I would like to see what's going to happen with the tapping. I do not think it's going to work.
Yeah.
I do not think it's going to happen.
Can I go back to the phone call just 1 second? What are your thoughts on, like, where Dorinda and even Bethany stay, just from all the stuff from last season as well? Just because, like, Bethany, while they're one-liners, I wonder if her one-liners are really... you know, keeping her away from Dorinda a lot this season, you know, because when Barbara's on the phone with Dorinda, you know, it seems like Bethany is rooting her on, but I also wonder, like, is there a part of Bethany that's just over Dorinda as well?
That's tough. I think there are moments between the two of them where Bethany is just fed up, but Bethany is just so honest, brutally honest, which I love, but that authenticity can really... It can piss people off. So I think there's been so many ups and downs between Dorinda and Bethany. I think in that phone call, again, Bethany's not going to, she's not going to sugarcoat anything.
Yeah.
So she thought that was ridiculous. I think she said it was like a farm. What'd she say? It was like a, what did she say? She's like, what is it? Like a farm of, I don't even know. You guys help me out. Something. She was like, this sounds like a bunch of animals, or I don't know what she was saying.
Something like that.
Something like that. But she wanted it to be heard. She wanted it to be known that she was saying that. She was hoping someone heard it. She wasn't trying to whisper it. So she's going to be her. And Dorinda is, you know, I don't think in that case Dorinda really cared, because Dorinda was just looking at the bigger picture, which was like, Barbara, you're really calling me and telling me this, that I'm not going to be able to come unless I call Luann. Like, really?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So it was just more on that supportive side.
Yeah. Yeah. I think Bethany and
Because
Ramona,
in the preview, we do see Bethany sort of talking with Dorinda, but I don't know how like how good they are. And it's and I'm yeah. curious. I mean, I will say it's so funny you mentioned Dorinda's. I'm sorry, Bethany's one of your favorites. Do you want to know a fun fact? Like, so I went back and watched all the seasons of the franchises I liked. There's a couple franchises I just don't touch, but for this one, it was Bethany getting her spinoff that ushered me into this program. So I agree that Bethany is.
Wait, you were watching Bethany Ever After, and it made you get into Housewives.
I'm saying I like fair weather. Watched the first couple seasons
of what.
Of New York Housewives.
Okay, and then
but it was Bethany getting her own show and having a full.
So
you
Bethany
know,
Ever After.
Yeah, and the married one. Yeah.
And, those, oh, okay. So what was that one called? Married.
Bethany getting married. Bethany Ever After.
Okay.
Yeah, with the old ex. But no, she is really that good. And I wanted to ask you what you thought about this. Her having such a challenging season last season. Mm-hmm. It was great for vulnerability and to see like her really grow. But I like her back as this one liner, and she's still struggling. By the way, it's not like
I was going to say maybe between Dennis worse. And also it's even the newest situation with Jason. I think as of just I was reading a couple weeks ago or even a week ago. Now some tapes have come out about her. I don't know if you talked.
About,
there's some she had recorded some phone calls between Bryn and Jason. And Jason Hobby, right?
That's yeah, okay. That was her.
You're looking at me. I wasn't sure if you were. Her and Jason, and it was, he was saying.
I was looking at your beauty.
Oh, thank you. I was like, did I get his name wrong? What did I say? What did I say?
You were striking.
But, oh, thank you. Bryn was talking to Jason, and she had recorded some of those things because he would kind of manipulate her and say, like, daddy loves you, like, mommy won't let me talk to you. I don't know the exact words, but things that were kind of manipulative to a child. So there's a lot going down right now between Jason and Bethany in the court. And between that and
still,
Dennis,
it's so crazy.
Yeah, and Bethany will never lose. Bethany has been through so much in her life that that's what gives her her character. That's what gives her the strength that she has to do what she does. I mean, look at her. Look what we watched her grow. We literally watched her go from being in this like little apartment, like by herself, like handing out cookies at a store to,
and even just
she
having that, having that feeling of not being wanted when she was in that apartment. And what, and doesn't Andy always say like they were thinking maybe not pick her up because she had just done Martha Stewart's, you know?
They weren't sure about her. She wasn't a housewife,
and if the show was going to be called Manhattan Moms, and then she's like, it's just like fish out of water or being the oddball. Yet she dominated that
and
space.
She still does.
What I'm saying, you make such great points. Because it's like this season she's gonna have a lot too, and I love the way she's dealing with Dennis. Like I like she made a comment something about like I just don't want to be in the space of crying with everybody, and it just really spoke so simply on dealing with grievance, it just is a lot. It's just a lot. I will say I'm also really excited watching her and Carol go at it. For that many episodes last season, that wore me out.
It did. And it was sad to see the way that friendship ended. But at the same time, I think that the show can really, it can either take you down a route where you are more authentic to who you are or you lose who you are. And I felt like Carol came into the show knowing who she was. And I feel like she lost a little bit of that. And maybe people feel the opposite. But I just feel like when she came in, there was no reality show attached to her, so she was just herself. But by the end, it was like she lost a little bit of herself within the friendship of her and Bethany, and then when she lost that friendship, she kind of had to, like, figure herself out again. It was a lot, and I don't think that was going to go any further anyway. I mean, at that point, it could have made for more interesting situations between all the girls, but I think...
I just, because, and then we all have our favorites. I know Leon loves Luann, who I love Luann as well. I'm a big Sonia guy. You like Bethany. And we like them all, but we have our favorites, of course. I was just a little too tired last season of seeing Bethany be on vacation and just go through that much. Like, even if it was her fault, because I know she made like a lot of errors in her life. I'm done with that. So I'm really excited for Bethany's storylines this season. I'm always in it for Sonia because Sonia will just give me all the goofy that
always,
I need.
Always.
You know, that she'll is how deliver. Else are you supposed to decorate your apartment blinds? Like, that is the only
Seriously.
Way. Pink and like Pepto Bismol. Like, that is how I'm going to go paint my apartment today.
Totally. Why not? I actually loved her bed. I loved all that. Her comforter. I don't know. I noticed all those little things.
And change is good. Any last thoughts on this episode?
I would just say that I'm curious to see how the tapping is going to play out. I am curious yes. to see. I am curious to see how this is going to also
operation. Yeah,
totally. I think Luann and Dorinda. I mean, just watching them go from Dorinda having introduced Tom and Luann and them being best friends, and Bethany and Luann barely speaking to this point in time where it's complete crazy. Opposite. It just goes to show that this show can literally change within seconds. The friendships can change within seconds, and it always keeps you on your toes. And so for that, I'm very appreciative.
I'm very appreciative, too, because it's like I think of things and I'll say, like, Dorinda messed up here, ba 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 ba. And then 5 seconds later, I'll say something that almost, even as a commentator here, I sound contradictory because I see such another yeah. side. Like, this is one of the franchises that gives you that, totally. You know? And you're like, no, is she doing it from hate or is she doing it from jealousy? But wait, I wouldn't go for that either.
Absolutely, yes.
And like I said, from seeing, and I know Luann is on Watch What Happens Live post this episode too. Mm-hmm. Dorinda was on last week, and I just feel like we're in for a ride. I feel like the season is not going, the franchise is not going anywhere. And buckle up if you got a good group of commentators, yes, you know. Come on, AfterBuzz.
Yes, I love it. And I love reading the comments, which I'm so excited about because I feel like this show, I've done a lot of after shows in the New York commenters are the best.
Yes.
They are diehard. You guys know everything.
Yeah.
Every detail.
Yeah. No,
and I so love that. It gives me goosebumps because I just get so excited when someone else is just like in on it and they just like notice all these things. And so
we all have hard weeks, you know, and sometimes we just want to have our little group session to just chill and hang out. Let's toss to predictions. We kind of already did. Do we have a little predictions noise? There it is.
Now, you're after Buzz TV.
You see, me and Ashley have been away from AfterBuzz for a while, so I wasn't sure if they still had that, but they do. My predictions are, oh my gosh, the only thing is we see, it is alluded that Dorinda will go after the event when they're back in the city. Mm-hmm. Dorinda will, in fact, be positioned to go say hi to Luann. Yeah. And I want to hear what Luann has to say. You know, I feel like she... Mm-hmm. She does have to speak. She has to say what it is that she wants. So that's kind of the most I'm interested in.
Yeah, I am too, actually. That is going to be very interesting to see who drops their guard. Because that's really what it's going to be about, is the two of them, they need to be vulnerable. They need to open up to each other and be honest because they have such a friendship. They have such a history together. And it's just too bad that this has turned into a position where both of them are speaking through other people who don't even remember half the conversation or care. Like, you know, like they're not even, it's because ridiculous.
It only gets room for telephone to mess things up.
Yeah, so. and through quotes, come on.
And Dorinda, even through the news that you just gave us, like Dorinda cared so much about Luann. So once we get through the stuff, I think we're going to be good. We're going to have our, what I would usually call our Oprah moment, but these days we're going to have our Gayle King moment.
Yes.
Very soon.
Yes.
Can we leave one question just on the table? You could put in the comments on iTunes or YouTube. We did it last season with Leanne and Chelsea, and I'm not sure if they did it yet, but we're gonna do it. All of us, let's what can we give Ashley for a Housewives tagline? Okay, so you think of that, and you could come back and tell
you
us next week.
You want me to come back with
unless
the tagline?
Unless you have it now, unless you're ready.
I don't. I thought she was newly single.
Toss her hair back.
No, what? I've been in a relationship my whole life since I was 13. I've now single for the first time. 17 years I've been in a relationship, so I have to say, I have to come up with something that's like about single and taking over the city. I don't know, something silly and new. I have to figure it out.
Let's think.
It's a new me, so I don't know.
Put it in the comments for sure. Like I'm single, and I'm fine, and I'm sipping wine.
Ooh!
Something of that nature.
Okay.
Right. And then we're gonna think of mine too.
Yes.
I don't know. We're gonna find something, and then Leanne and Chelsea, we're gonna develop the show together.
Okay.
So
okay, I'm
we're
so
back
down.
At it.
And I want to hear what you guys would have your taglines be too. So
yeah,
you guys
yeah.
should share that too.
Shout out to our engineer Steve in the booth and Phoenix also, who is training in the booth as well.
Yes.
And of course to Kevin Undergaro and Maria Menounos for creating AfterBuzz. Steven and Bree and the rest of the crew too. My name is Ronnie Jr. You can find me at RandomlyRJ. I'm not as great on social media. I'm getting there because I used to be really strong in MySpace.
Yeah.
So I'm like one of them old dudes.
Okay.
So I'm trying to get my like Ashley-ism. So by the end of this season, I think I'll get my Ashley like, you know, with the camera and the, you know, the selfie. You know, I've never put the little dog ears or anything like that on me, ever.
We'll have to break your Snapchat cherry.
Okay. I've never even done a boomerang, Ashley.
Oh, God, guys. What are we going to do with this guy? It's second episode. By the end of the season, we will have you full on with filters and such. Yes,
come
you'll
on.
Be,
yes.
You're in good hands.
Yes.
You're in good hands.
Love it, love it.
I love it. Well, you can find me on Instagram at Miss Ashley Daniels and Twitter at Ashley Daniels.
Okay. So, yeah. Let's try it one more time. So she would say, I'm newly single, and I'm fine, and I'm sipping wine.
If you say so, I'll take it.
This has been AfterBuzz Real Housewives of New York. Thank you for watching. We'll be back with Leanne and Chelsea next week. Thank
Woo!
You.
Bye, guys.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.